Insightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. It's listening, you boy. January 25th, 2023. We got Jimmy Van here. We got a lot going on. I will be, not only will I be at Rupp Arena in a few hours for AEW, just a few miles from my home. Boy, a far cry from where I was a year ago, Jimmy, where I lived next to a sinkhole. But I'll be at the Royal Rumble this Saturday. I'll tell you more about our plans for that. But we got Jimmy here. Leave a thumbs up. Please donate a super chat or a humper chat. That gets your question or statement read on the air here at Fightful. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm sure that your previous town, your previous place where you live, I'm sure you had a nice, wonderful little gas station there, Sean.
We did. It was called the Handy Mart. Yeah. it was called the Handy Mart. Still is called the Handy Mart, but it also was. They have since, however, Jimmy, in my little area, put a dollar store there. So they are on the come up, as they say.
Ooh.
About 6 miles away, there is now a Taco Bell. Which is
wow. Nice. So your old place is worth like at least an extra, you know, $300-$400.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, now they're literally building a breakfast joint right around the corner from my house. And
your new place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
like
good.
It's actually a developing area. Like there's a lot of stuff that's out here and even more stuff that's coming because this area has exploded. But I'm a few miles away from Rupp Arena. I'm very excited. I dropped off the Fightful Awards a little bit ago, Jimmy. Took it on a dolly of all things. There were a lot of them.
Yep. So that's one of the first things on the list I was going to say is I wanted to commend you and Will Washington and Denise Salcedo. I thought the Fightful Awards show was, you guys were very well prepared. It came out very professional. You could tell that everybody knew their role. You know, like the video would come up, Denise would do the voiceover. You guys knew what each person was scheduled to do. And let me tell you guys, I like to give some behind the scenes stuff sometimes. It was a battle getting this award made. You know what I mean?
Was.
Like I left it up for weeks up to Sean and Melissa. And then I finally kind of got involved because it was just taking too long. They had an Etsy page that was in Lithuania.
Lithuania.
And I was like, that's not going to work. And then we found some other ones. And I think I picked the one because it was the whitest. And it's beautiful. Show it on the air. I asked Sean to show it on the air.
So really well. Jimmy had a few made for us as well, just to have, which I appreciate. And yeah. I got the tallest person of the year award. But I mean, these things are thick. Like, listen, these things are good and heavy. It's got a logo that we don't use a lot, but I do want to use this on some merch.
We can use it every year too. Yeah. Change it every year.
Yeah. I love that. It's got the name, all that stuff. I'm very, very happy.
What? So I left it up to Melissa to come up with the awards for us. So yeah. What's mine and what is hers?
I think yours is producer of the year and hers is Latina Heat. Yeah. Mine is tallest person of the year. I was very happy with how these awards went down. And for those of you who didn't watch it, it is a fun time. We heard from Dax with an emotional speech. I mean, my God, like I need to look at how many views that's done on its own. But I mean, like, yeah, it's at over 51,000 views, just completely separate. But Tony Khan, Effie, Alley Cat, Matt Cardona, MJF, like a whole lot of people sent in speeches. And obviously we were going to have some more, but I didn't think that it was appropriate to follow up. Like us and AEW PR last week were like, this is not what's on their mind right now, doing acceptance speeches for awards.
Sure. Yeah.
But the first one I did open was the Jay Briscoe and Mark Briscoe versus FTR awards. And I'm really happy that Mark Briscoe will be at AEW tonight and he'll get that, which I'm sure, again, last thing on his mind. But it makes me happy to see that and to just know that he's there. And I want to thank everybody. I especially want to thank like the mountain of sponsors that we had. Like we had, I'll shout them out too. Red5comics.com, 7-strong.com, Wrestle Lost, Wrestling Amino, One Punch Fits, Kaysen LLC, among others. Like, we had so many places and people that stepped up, because getting those made was not an inexpensive venture, Jimmy.
I was joking with Sean. I said, when he was going into the award show, I said, okay, you can like jokingly go over the top on the super chat request.
Yeah.
We had a lot to pay for with these
we
awards,
did.
But it was a first effort.
Also, the Pro Wrestling Podcast, I want to shout out them as well. But especially 7strong.com and red5comics.com, they each bought 3 spots each. And I want to shout them out just so much, because I wanted to do something that, one, showed the talent that we're covering, that we appreciate them, and you know that they put in a lot of this work, and that our audience appreciates them. And I want to show our audience that the people that we cover are important to us as well, and that their opinion and their vote matters as well. Like, I loved the parody here. We had over a dozen WWE awards for people that said it was just AEW. No, it wasn't. I was so happy with how those went. And I thought that Will and Denise were perfect to do it with as
well. They did a really good job. Who did the videos and graphics?
So Will did all those.
He did.
He did some scripting for some of them. And then he sent them off to Denise and I, and we did the voiceovers and sent them back to him. Yeah. He did really good on those.
Yeah, I think so too. It was really, really good. Really well done. Good.
MJF accepted plane ticket of the year.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to ask you about the whole Warner Brothers Discovery thing, because so last week, from what I understand, and you can, you know, give the detail, but from what I understand, Warner Brothers Discovery would not allow AEW to do a tribute to Jay Briscoe. And so they taped it. And I think Tony Khan said they're going to show it for free on YouTube, but maybe they already have it up. I don't know. They did finally make the decision that Mark Briscoe could appear this week, which is more than appropriate, because as we're doing this on January 25th, today would have been Jay Briscoe's 39th birthday.
Yes. And so another tragedy of the situation is that just hours after Jay Briscoe's passing was Mark's birthday.
Yes. Yeah. So what have you heard about Warner Brothers not allowing the tribute, and then just, you know, changing their mind on Mark? He's going to wrestle Jay Lethal, which makes perfect sense, because they're both Ring of Honor veterans, probably know each other really, really well. So it makes perfect sense. What have you heard about all of that?
And Jay has a storied history with Jay Briscoe, just pronouns, pal. But we had originally reported on Fightful Select last year that Warner Brothers Discovery did not want the Briscoes on TNT TBS. That's why they ended up going to Impact for a while. And then Tony said, to hell with it. If I bought ROH, I'll just sign them and use them when I can, right? And I can tell you that Tony pitched that match for Dynamite many times. He tried very hard to make that happen long before Jay passed. Now, I was straight up told it was always the tweets. That's what it was always about. One talent also told me that they thought that Mark Briscoe could have appeared on the show without his brother, but he didn't want to. But it was later clarified to me that no, it wasn't going to be the case. They didn't want either one of them, which is exceedingly weird. I get it. They used to wear the Confederate flag and stuff like that. To me, based on what I've seen of them, it seemed like more of decoration than anything. Like, I can tell you, living in the South, I never wore a Confederate flag, never liked it, but there's a whole subsection of people that know it as the rebel flag, as opposed to the horrible connotations that it actually has.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, you're brought up to believe it's from Dukes of Hazzard and the rebel flag and not that. And you know what? People should be better educated on that, but that's neither here nor there. Last week, I was told, when a lot of that criticism came out, because I levied some of that criticism, a person who would know said, I hope that you know, and I hope that everybody else knows, that Tony is doing everything that he can for Jay, both for his family and for the talent, in addition to trying to get what he can on TV. And I can tell you that I know that Tony Khan pushed hard for it. And I was also told that the bosses, a new bosses, I don't know necessarily the context behind the new bosses. I don't know if they mean like brand new in the last year since the merger or something like that. But I was told that had a bit to do with it as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad they're doing it. You're going to be there. Sean's got a hell of a schedule. You're going to the Rumble.
Fly out tomorrow for the Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell of a schedule. Well, let's start with the Rumble. There's a lot of, Sean likes to say there's a lot to unpack here. And there's a lot to talk about with the Rumble match itself and the Sami Zayn component. And there's a lot of shit. So let's start with Rumble surprises, Royal Rumble surprises. So Brock Lesnar was on the poster. And so it was no surprise to me that he was on Raw. And I'm sure he's going to be in the Royal Rumble match. Cody Rhodes has already been announced. I still believe that Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be in the Royal Rumble because he's been training too hard just for shits and giggles. I think he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. And because 2K3 is coming out, do you think there's
23, any... 2K23, you
mean? Yeah, what did I say?
2K3.
I'm sorry, 2K23.
That'd be a very dated game.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. Do you think there's any possibility that maybe Bad Bunny will be in the Rumble because he's got a big fan base in Texas, or maybe Logan Paul, maybe John Cena? What do you think? Who else do you think is going to be in the men's Rumble and the women's Rumble in terms of surprises?
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats and Humper Chats at humperchats.com or here on youtube.com/Fightful. Well, I look at this, and I mean, the big one that PW Insider had kind of alluded to is Nia Jax. I hope she's not back for a full run unless something categorically has changed in her in-ring work. Like, right. Maybe she's all of a sudden a super worker. I think you got to have one big major name. And Daniel R. brings up a good point. He says, what are the pros and cons of Cody being announced for the Rumble? I knew he might come back, but it isn't great when it's a surprise. Well, I can tell you this, Jimmy, when some old timers contacted not Fightful, but WWE about doing the Rumble, they were told, well, for this one, we're confident in our women's roster, but they were pitching unconventional surprises. So I would think some NXT names. So I would think Wendy Chu would be incredible. She is like that comedic type of character. I think this is finally the time to debut Chelsea Green. And I feel like, with the gimmick I've heard about Chelsea Green, if it is that, well, then maybe you won't have another comedic spot there. Or it could play off of each other, because that's what I've heard. It's going to be a bit of a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A comedic gimmick. On the men's side of things, I would love X-Pac. I would just really love that. But they did just have him out on Monday, so I could see where they would pass that up. Rob Van Dam is always a winner. Like, that would always be a cool one to have there. But I think that those would be ideal. I think they should establish that we're not going to do nonstop surprises. There'll be maybe one every 10 or one every 8 or something like that. I think would be a good thing. And Deshire says, which NXT women would you showcase? Saul, Ruka, Tiffany, and Roxanne. It's great to see how much time HBK gives to the women. I would say all three of them. Tiffany and Saul Ruka look like the future. We've long known that Roxanne is the future. And again, Wendy Chu. I also think it's time for Toxic Attraction to come up, but they're tied up right now in NXT.
And what do you think about some of the big men's names, potentially Stone Cold, John Cena, Bad Bunny, Logan Paul? What do you think about the odds of any of those bigger names? I still believe Austin's going to be in it, but what do you think about some of those bigger names being surprises in the Rumble?
I would love it. I would love it. I mean, I was about to say the other day, I don't see Austin taking a spot over the top rope. But then again, he took like what, a suplex or a back body drop onto concrete last year, Jimmy?
And he looked incredible.
I have a story coming to Select soon about how he prepared for that match, by the way, as KE775 also asked us about surprises. I look at this and I'm like, all right, Austin being back for the Royal Rumble, man, that would be cool. That would be really, really cool.
In Texas. 40,000 people.
I have long believed that Roman Reigns does not need a title to face The Rock.
100%.
I've long felt that. But, I mean, we're getting closer and closer, and I haven't seen him losing this title. No hint of him losing the title, unless maybe it's Sammy at Chamber or something like that. But I'll tell you what's beneficial, Jimmy. we are in a regime right now where there are a lot of different ways they can go with a lot of different things and a lot of different interesting ways. And I feel confident that they won't screw it up. I'm so excited. I dropped Inside the Royal Rumble 3 this past Monday. Go check it out, guys. I got a video and an article. And it was almost all about how that was finally it. Even for a lot of Vince McMahon's most staunch supporters, that was when a lot of them came to me and they were like, can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm, can't mm-hmm. deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now for the Women's Rumble, there were some names who were noticeably pulled from Raw 30 on Monday. And I questioned if it was done because there are going to be surprises in the Rumble. So like Lita was advertised. She wasn't there. The Bellas were advertised. The Bellas were advertised. Not only were they not there, but they posted that video where they were kind of pissed about the lack of women on the show. So what are your expectations for Women's Rumble surprises aside from the usual suspects? Because usually Lita will be in, Molly Holly will be in. You mentioned PW Insider suggested Nia Jax. Chelsea Green makes a lot of sense. What else do you expect in the Women's Rumble in terms of surprises? Beth Phoenix, probably?
Boy, it seems like, yeah, I would love Beth Phoenix. I would love Beth Phoenix. I know they had planned for her, at least hoped that she was going to come in and wrestle at Elimination Chamber. The Bellas were getting awfully heavy-handed this week, right? Like, for getting them getting WWE checks, because they are getting WWE checks for that show that they're doing. Mm-hmm. I could see them popping up if they were doing those. But, I mean, last year, they quite literally just filled out a roster because they had fired so many people. And I think eight of the legends that they brought in lasted less than a minute, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. It was so stupid. It was pointless. It didn't really add a lot. This year, they've got a roster that I was told that they're confident in. And that's specifically what I was told the original or the unconventional surprises were pitched for. I don't know what unconventional means to WWE, but Greg Carter brings up a good one. What about Jacqueline in Texas? That'd be kind of cool if she could go. I would love to see that.
Now, let's talk winners. So everybody thinks Cody's going to win the Men's Rumble. I think Rhea Ripley is a really good pick for the Women's Rumble because she has been on a tear. Who are your picks for the Men and Women Rumble winner?
Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley.
Okay, same two.
Those are my two. Those have been my two for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way that you go. What I don't want is a Brock, a Ronda. I don't want a situation like that again. That sucked so bad.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it'll happen. It doesn't. I mean, Ronda's not even around lately. And Rhea, you know, with the exception of Bianca and maybe Becky, maybe Charlotte, Rhea's like the hottest woman in the company.
Yes.
And so she makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I want to talk about the Bloodline because this might play into the Rumble. So I want to ask you about the Bloodline. So at Raw 30, I thought they did a masterful job with this story. I thought that Sami Zayn came out an even bigger star than he went going in. But this leads, in my opinion, to a potential issue with the Cody Rhodes coming out party at the Rumble. You remember the 2015 Rumble where Roman Reigns won and Daniel Bryan was red hot. And the crowd booed, it was Philly too, the crowd booed everybody. They booed Roman Reigns. They booed poor Rey Mysterio because he was number 30. They booed The Rock. They booed everybody because it was Daniel Bryan's time. Well, right now it feels like it's Sami Zayn's time. And what can they do to avoid a repeat? I think they have to make it very clear on Saturday. So they got to do Roman against Kevin Owens before the Men's Rumble match.
Yes.
Right. And make it clear Sammy's involved in that match and he's not in the Rumble. They got to make it very clear.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. Roman doesn't allow him in the match.
Which was the test maybe, right? He talked about.
Yes. Right. Yes. That could be one of the tests.
Right.
You have to say verbally,
right,
you're not allowed to be in this match.
Right.
This is how you show me. This is how you let me know that you believe in what we're doing.
I agree.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've got Sean Murphy saying number 30 will get Ray heat if Sammy isn't in the Rumble. Not if they announce it before.
Right. Right. And show him leaving the building, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. We have CJ Lilly saying follow up on my predictions, which he had said he thinks Alexa wins, Bray wins, Bianca wins the Rumble, faces Charlotte, Cody wins the Rumble, Sammy's taken out before the Rumble, and Roman wins because the Usos. I think I made my predictions on Monday, but you know what? He has a follow-up on those and says Bianca goes for Charlotte to complete the set of titles. Then you get Rhea versus Becky, and Kana returns to face Alexa at Mania. I think Asuka doing the Kana stuff could absolutely work with Alexa, either against her or as a team as well. I think there's a lot of meat on the bone there. I would love Rhea versus Becky, but I think that should be a title match. And then what do you do with Bayley? And we've got KE775 says, do you think Becky and Bayley do a cage match eventually, or do you think they upgrade it to Hell in a Cell? I think they'll do a cage match. I think it probably headlines an upcoming Raw or something like that, because it's a big match. So that's what I would do. I would run that cage match back and give them 20 minutes and the last three or four segments of Raw, honestly.
Okay. And what were your thoughts on the decision to cut the cage match from Raw because of time constraints, as opposed to maybe trimming some of the video packages or some of the promos, some of the other stuff that they had planned for that show?
We did not need the Bianca Sonya segment as long as it was with the Rick intro. That was over 20 minutes. However, if they decided backstage, hey guys, here's what we'll do. Main event of Raw. You're going to get a bunch of time in the future. I could see that. I can tell you that based on what I heard, the talent didn't seem as upset about it as the people online did. But again, I don't want to speak for them, but I didn't hear of any like uproar or outrage or anything like that. I think, and this was to build to a future match. They're not just dropping the angle. That ain't going to happen here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, I'd be more concerned about the television viewer than the talent. Sure. Because they advertised it.
Yeah.
You know, like they didn't advertise Bianca and Sonya, but they advertised the cage match. So to me, that was kind of a bit problematic. So,
well, I mean, I'll tell you what's not problematic that we advertise, Jimmy. It's NordVPN.com/Fightful. Look at that. You get an additional 4 months for free on top of an already great deal. You also get a gift on top. Like how much more can we possibly give you with NordVPN.com/Fightful? My gosh, you get a huge discount, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You protect your online activity from those prying eyes. You can listen to all your favorite shows abroad or when you're traveling. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. That's what I'm going to be doing this week, watching Succession at the airport and at the hotel and all that stuff. You want to make sure you got NordVPN.com/Fightful. And it works on all your devices. It'll work on all my devices as well. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get that 30-day money-back guarantee. If for some reason you don't like it, you get your money back. But I got that UFC pay-per-view this past weekend at 1/6 the price, and it was totally worth it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Chi-Town Spurs says, the WWE have the same kind of audience that would boo a finish like that? Feels like those kind of fans are no longer there. I do think that a lot of those fans probably did migrate over to AEW now that they have another option, and they're just probably fed up and not watching anymore. But also, I don't necessarily think that Cody would elicit that type of reaction. I think that a lot of people, you know, I think they like Cody right now.
They do, but they also like Rey Mysterio. Although, again, that was Philadelphia. That's a tough market.
Rey Mysterio at that point is way different than Cody at this point.
Yeah, you gotta be real. It's true. I do still think that they need to kind of do something with Sammy before, make it clear so people don't expect him in, because he is really over right now. He might be the hottest pseudo babyface because he's, you know, kind of playing a heel, but he might be the hottest pseudo babyface in all of wrestling. Like, he's really over. So they gotta be smart.
Shire says, in comparison, NXT in 2022 had double the women's matches in Dynamite and SmackDown combined. Do you have any guesses when we'll see Dragon Lee? Yeah, I would imagine you'll see Dragon Lee in the coming months, maybe to set up Mania NXT stuff. Van Twinblade says, the bungholes versus the queefs to see who plays in the commercial bowl. Wake me up for the cup. Go Blues. Jimmy, what's going to happen when the Bengals go to the Super Bowl? They are one game away, Jimmy.
Good for them. What are we doing?
Listen, I can cash this in for one expense trip to the Super Bowl, I've been told.
Where is the Super Bowl?
Phoenix.
It's in Phoenix. It's in Phoenix. At least they found a way to get people to go to Phoenix.
Yeah, that's also true. It's the only time I'll ever want to go to Phoenix. Joel, what's the percentage win? Says Jimmy. Sean, did either of you see the latest Bloomberg article that Brandon Thurston tweeted? Need someone to explain that to me like I'm five.
Yeah, somebody asked me on Twitter the same thing. Okay, so do you remember last week I talked about those SEC filings and I talked about why they were done? And I mentioned that when Vince did the filing, I believe it was on January 16th, he reversed some of the bylaws that he had amended in the January 5th filing.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that because he did that, it could eliminate those lawsuits from those shareholders, because those first two anyway, the Detroit Fire and Rescue, whatever it was, and then the minority shareholder, all they wanted was for those amendments to be reversed. They weren't asking for a cash settlement. At least at the time, they weren't. And so I suggested that that could maybe end those lawsuits. Well, it looks like it's gonna, because now those plaintiffs are looking for what they call, a moot fee or mootment fee. What that basically means is, okay, you reverse those amendments, and so now our lawsuits are moot because you reverse those amendments, but we want a fee. So it sounds like they want their legal expenses covered, you know, any other related costs covered. And then after that, I suspect that the lawsuit will be thrown out or settled.
Makes sense to me. I mean, Jimmy has been spot on with all this stuff so far. So he's one definitely to listen to. And hey, if you want to listen to him more, Jimmy's got a Q&A going up this week with Joel Pearl.
That's what I hear.
The question field will be up on Thursday on FightfulSelect.com. I'll be traveling this week, so it'd be a little bit difficult for me. Even though WWE has not sent me any media plans as of yet, we will be probably pretty busy there. And I just wanted to remind you guys, we will have two post shows for the Royal Rumble. We'll have one live here on Fightful with Will Washington and Professor Nick Harrison, who does a lot of our TikTok stuff. But Denise and I will be feeding them information live from the press conference. So you'll be able to get that information here on youtube.com/Fightful and all of our other platforms. And then immediately afterwards, Denise and I are going to try our best to join the live stream. And depending on how things are, we might do like a full on like live review, or we might do like a more shorthand one. But Jimmy will have a Q&A up on Fightful Select on Friday. So make sure you guys check that out. Rob Wilkins, who says Ray needs to dominate or eliminate Dom Monster Pop. I agree with that. And Rob will have a free preview of Fightful Select up on Saturday for the Royal Rumble preview show. So we got tons of stuff coming for you guys.
I think Ray is going to save Dom from being eliminated.
Ooh.
And Dom is then going to return the favor by eliminating his dad. And that will finally lead to a confrontation at WrestleMania, whether it be one-on-one or whether they get tag team partners. That's what I think will happen. And that's what has to happen. Ray's got to save his son because like the father instincts kick in. Dom says, thanks, dad. Boots his ass over the top rope. That's what they got to do.
Yep. I like that. Van Twinblade says, you know, Dom would have gone to jail if he took AG1 for immunity. Oh, boy. And Joel, what's the percentage? Woods says, Roman wants Sammy to finish off Owens. He refuses. Bloodline takes him out. Stretcher job, so you know he's not in the Rumble. Man, I still feel like wrestling fans work themselves into a shoot an awful lot, and they'll think that he'll come out there hobbled and all that. I feel like that's the case. But KE775 says, what are your predictions for the women's world title matches at Mania? Do you think they have the world universal title split by then? I hope, but I don't want Reigns to take a pin. The world title, I think Seth Rollins will be involved. I think Cody will be involved and Reigns will be involved. But I'm hoping that I wouldn't hate it if Roman dropped it if he's facing The Rock. I really wouldn't mind that at all.
Do you think that they might actually, you know what, let's talk about The Rock. And then after that, I want to ask you about Roman. So I believe it was Meltzer that reported that The Rock supposedly informed WWE that he doesn't have enough time to get into ring shape. I find that hard to believe. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's not true and that The Rock can't get into ring shape on time, because we saw him get injured against Cena before, but he's known about Mania forever. This didn't spring up overnight.
This is not a new piece of info.
Right.
They would have loved to have had him last year.
Right. He's known forever.
Yeah. They would have loved to have had him last year, much less this year. They've wanted him for every damn year since Roman's held the title. They've wanted this guy.
Yeah. And he's very aware of it. I mean, I've seen interviews where he's been promoting movies and he gets asked about it. He was even well aware of it. So
mentioned on Young Rock even. Like, I mean, he knows what's going on. So this isn't something like January rolled around and he goes, that thing? Yeah. And I know a lot of people are saying like, oh, well, look at what kind of shape he's in. Yeah, but look at what shape he was in 10 years ago. 10 years ago, he still had a major, major injury during that match. So I kind of understand that as well.
Yeah. So do you think it's bait, or do you think that they're making plays? Because I also want to ask about the stuff you reported with Austin. So do you think that The Rock's just not available and now they're pivoting?
I mean, I know that Austin was asked at least by last month. Now Meltzer has since clarified that he heard that the Lesnar thing was pitched months ago, and I knew that was pitched months ago if it happened, because Brock has very clearly been on a path for Lashley. So I think it was probably just who do we have that would be on that same plane as The Rock? Mm-hmm. Austin. But I know some people said, oh, it's a smokescreen. I was not supposed to find this information out. Like, that's WWE isn't like saying, hey, guess who we offered a bunch of money to? They didn't do that. I found out that information that I was not supposed to know. I'm hoping it's a smokescreen, because I think that if it doesn't happen this year, when the hell does it happen?
It won't.
Right?
It won't. Yeah, I think if it doesn't happen, he's going to be 52, I think, next year. If it doesn't happen this year, I don't think it happens. So then my next question, do you still think WWE might go in the direction of having Roman defend one belt the first night, the other belt the other night, and then maybe that's how you split at least one of them off?
I don't think that it's a good idea to have Roman wrestle two nights.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea. Mania quality.
Right.
I think that's a rough idea, and it's very optimistic, assuming that nobody will get hurt and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. Now there was a photo that was leaked of the graphic that is supposedly to be used on the folding chairs at Elimination Chamber next month in Montreal. It's got Sami Zayn on it, and it looks like he's inside a chamber in the picture. Do you think, put on your booking hat for a second, that's Sami's hometown. He is going to be smoking hot at Elimination Chamber, as is Kevin Owens. Do you think that Sami enters the Elimination Chamber as one of whatever it is, six participants to challenge Roman Reigns? Or do you think they go one-on-one, get it out of the way so that they can then, you know, get ready for Cody's culmination and peel off Sami and Kevin Owens, have them go for the tag team titles? What direction do you think they go at Elimination Chamber? One-on-one, or Sami's in the Elimination Chamber match?
See, there'd be so many more options with this shit had they not just blown their wad on the Money in the Bank and just put it on somebody else, because there would be such an easy way to do this stuff, right? I don't think Sammy's winning that title. I just don't think he's.
I don't think he is either, but I don't think he is either. But do you think that they go? Because I still think they should wait on the Sami turn until Elimination Chamber and get the most out of that crowd in Montreal. That's what I think they should do.
I would agree with that too.
Because I mean, at the same time, you want to get the stuff with Roman out of the way so that you can peel him off to the Usos, unless they want to stretch it out longer. Him and KO go for the tag belts first, then they do Sami and Roman after that. I mean, they could do that too, I suppose.
They could. And originally they had planned for Roman and Sami at Chamber, but
one-on-one.
Yeah. And again, the Usos might not be able to go to Chamber because of their prior history. So we also have David Reed popping and get in your super chats, get in your Humber chats, saying soon as Reach for the Sky hits, I'll be a mess. It's going to be a very emotional night tonight at Rupp Arena, but man, I love Royal Rumble, and I love it because I've done that inside the Royal Rumble three times, Jimmy. And this is the first year that the optimism that I cited in those articles really feels like a real thing. There's still the cloud of Vince hanging over. Sure. Mm. But we are a few days from the show, and so far we haven't heard that he's pushed his way in yet. Mm-hmm. Man.
Okay, so let me ask you about when everything shakes out and the WrestleMania card is finalized, who do you think ends up being the opposition? So we know Stone Cold is probably going to be there. John Cena is probably going to be there. Brock is going to be there. Roman's going to be there. Who do you think ends up the opposition for Steve Austin, John Cena, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
I would like Austin Theory against Cena or Logan Paul against Cena. I think those make a lot of sense. And by the way, WWE wanted Logan Paul for this Saturday. I don't know if he'll do it or not, though. Oh.
Austin? With Austin,
I feel like some bloodline integration could be kind of neat, but he ain't going to beat Solo Sikoa right now. And that he won't be matched up with him. I think Seth Rollins will be involved in something big. I'm trying to look for somebody that would be like on the level to face Steve Austin. Oh.
What do you think about like a Braun Breaker?
Oh, no, that wouldn't happen.
I'm just trying to think something, like you said, somebody at the, I mean, Austin, Roman
Reigns. I think Brock will face Gunther, but.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to see Brock and Austin because those Germans, I don't want to see Austin taking that shit.
You know? Yeah. I mean, he took that nasty spot the other day too, but not the other day, last year on the concrete. That was filthy, but I love that. Man, I just love that I don't know for once. Mm-hmm. Like even while digging this stuff up, LA Knight and Stone Cold, honestly, that would be a very good one. I think that would be perfect. LA Knight would be wonderful.
I mean he's really come along promo wise presence wise yes. But Bray's going to beat him at the Rumble, and you know, let me ask you about this. Have you heard anything about the rules for the Pitch Black match?
No, I've heard there's a lot of neon involved
because of the Mountain Dew logo.
I just heard there's a lot of neon involved and that there will obviously be different lighting. That's all I've heard.
Okay.
That segment on Monday ruled. Let me tell you what I loved about Raw this week. You used a bunch of legends to make other people look good. Mm-hmm. DX and Kurt Angle made Imperium look incredible. Mm-hmm. None of them wanted anything to do with these guys. A far cry from 5 years ago when they are beating who is now the greatest tag team in the world. They're beating them up on Raw 25 at the Manhattan Center. So Imperium looked great. DX wanted no parts of them, but then Street Profits and Seth Rollins got the rub from DX. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Fantastic. Ric Flair's out there. He makes Charlotte look good. I could have done without that. I'm sure she'll kick him in the nuts in 3 months and he'll cry. We know the drill there. But the poker game, I thought that was funny because like Baron Corbin ends up winning the money, but IRS takes it. I thought that was cool stuff. But The Undertaker, Bray Wyatt, LA Knight. Why wouldn't LA Knight get his ass whipped by both of them? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't hurt. He gets the rub from being in the segment. And it was a literal, not literal. It was as literal of a passing of the torch as it gets. He passed another human to Bray Wyatt and whispered something in his ear. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. It was legends going, these are the guys. These are the ones. Yeah, we're great. But these are the guys that you have now, and they're really good too. It is such a far cry from the absolute dog shit that Vince McMahon booked for so long. I was over the moon about that.
Even the American Badass entrance was something different. You know, looked like he struggled with the bike a little bit, it looked like. But I agree. There was a lot of interesting stuff. LA Knight, it's amazing. What the hell was his male model's name again?
What was it?
I don't even remember anymore.
Max Dupree.
Max Dupree. Go. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing where he was. And now, I mean, you can't teach presence. You have it or you don't. And he's got it. And I think he's just going to be cannon fodder for Bray Wyatt. But he has been the star of this whole program. Bray Wyatt, LA Knight. Yep. LA Knight's been the star of the whole thing.
LA Knight's held it together.
Yes, he
really
has.
Really held it together.
Yes. Yep. Okay. I want to talk to you about WWE recruits under Triple H because they announced the signing of Dragon Lee, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
Well, as you mentioned that, sorry to break this news, but Nikita Lyons just revealed she has a torn ACL and meniscus.
That's too bad. Hate to hear that. Yeah. So Dragon Lee, they announced he got signed. You reported that there's interest in bringing back the AOP. Before I get to my question, tell us what you've heard about that.
So I had heard that they, one, have an incredible sense of loyalty to Paul Ellering, which I really admire because Paul Ellering helped them an awful lot. I heard that not only that, they're like, he's repping them in the deal. Like he's negotiating the deal for them.
He did that with the Road Warriors.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, good on them. I want to say that I got a lot of respect for them for that. Did they lose a little bit of respect with a lot of people because of WES? They sure did. Also, I mean, Rezar had told people he was retired for a while. And this is a guy that was an MMA prospect, a legit MMA prospect when he came to WWE. They're both in their 20s still, Jimmy, if you can believe such a thing. They're both still in their 20s. So if they want to wrestle, they got over a decade left. Why would you not try to bring them in, make sure they're sharp, add to the tag team division, add some heavies for somebody like Jimmy? Imagine if Switchblade Jay White shows up with those two by his side. Well, want to talk about an instant like top threat.
Do you think Jay White is more likely WWE than AEW? I mean, it sounds like he would have more opportunity.
I heard from somebody that saw my percentages and said, I wouldn't necessarily say those percentages. So I would scale back the WWE percentage an awful lot since Vince showed back up. And that's just me saying that. But I think that they'll be able to offer him the most. I think that at his age, WWE would look at him and be like, oh, that could be a guy for the next 10 years. That could be the guy. And that's what I would do. I would have him lead his group with AOP, and immediately they are a top threat. Like, you just look at them. Mm-hmm. That would be incredible.
So here's what I want to ask you. So, and we talked about this before, Triple H's track record has not been very good with the people that he's brought back. And if you go down the whole list, I mean, Johnny Gargano, you know, at least he got to showcase his personality. That was good. But the Miz storyline fell flat. And now, unfortunately, he's injured. Candice LeRae, she's basically enhancement talent on Raw right now. Dexter Lumis is being booked on Main Event. Hit Row, their first run didn't work. At least they're going to try him as a heel act. Their first run didn't work. Karrion Kross is lacking something. There's something missing with Karrion Kross.
I will say when he's done this Rey Mysterio thing, I've enjoyed it. He came out there looking like somebody completely different than I've ever seen. He looked like a villain, like out of an 80s movie. Mm. I thought that was really cool. So I think he's getting that. His promo got a lot of props backstage on Rey Mysterio. There were a lot of people that spoke highly of that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he can turn the corner. Anderson and Gallows, they really need AJ Styles.
They do.
That's pretty obvious. Bronson Reed kind of comes and goes. The ones who have gotten over are the ones that were kind of already over. Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt. And Dakota Kai's had a decent run with Damage Control. So this doesn't give me a lot of confidence in Hunter's ability to bring people back and get them over. And so I'm curious, like, how do you think Dragon Lee would do? Although I think they said he's going to go to NXT first, but how do you think Dragon Lee would do? How do you think the AOP would do? Like, do you have confidence that people can come in and find their footing?
AOP, a lot of it's dependent on, you know, how well in the ring that they are. Like, that's what I would look at before anything. So that's the one that I'm like, oh, okay, they haven't wrestled at all in 3 years. And that's questionable. However, I look at Dragon Lee, and he said that he wants to be the next Rey Mysterio. Well, I think he's capable of that. Absolutely. I'm open to these signings. I think they've been smart. He wanted to add depth. And again, I'll have more on Fightful Select about the reports that he was disappointed and all that stuff. I'll be covering that as well. But I think he's doing all right. I think he's doing all right.
All right. I actually don't have anything else on the list because I had to like rush to get it together. So
we got super chats and humper chats.
Get to the super chats and then whatever people want to talk about. That's what
we got. Joel
about.
What's the percentage Woods saying if Vince doesn't push his way into creative by Mania, I don't think he will because it's WrestleMania. If it's Vince baby, so if he sits that out, I doubt he takes over creative. I would give him a little bit after that. Because there might be a chance where he sees that and he's like, oh, it's a goddamn abomination. By the way, if somebody says, did you get my super chat? Where the hell is it? Did you get my super chat? No, we did not get it. I do not see it up here, but you got to type it out for us to see it. But get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats and we'll chat with you guys. Otherwise, Otherwise, we're going to head over to The List Goes On shortly, but you know what?
Well, let me spitball with you a bit, Sean.
Hold on. I'm not trying to have you spit while I'm about to do an erect penis read for BlueChew.com and the code Fightful Jimmy. Blue Chew, look at this, the face of Blue Chew. Listen, I'm about to go to Rep Arena, and it's go big blue when you're at Rep Arena. And when you leave there, maybe you're going to get a little some. Well, Blue Chew is going to make sure that performance is on a main event level. Same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but they work on your schedule. Whether you're ready, whether you're not, they'll get you ready. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy or the doctor's office. If you're approved by their online physicians, it ships straight to your door. Just pay $5 shipping. Well, how's that the case? Well, when you use the code FIGHTFUL, you get your first shipment free at Blue Chew. My God. Listen, your dong is going to be a power forward driving straight to the hole when you use BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Maybe things haven't worked out for you that well. Well, let me tell you. Go up and snatch that rebound with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. And just dunk it repeatedly. Go Big Blue. Go BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Got some super chats. I need to check our super chats as well. Tonight, guys, you'll be able to see Alex Pawlowski and Julie Cutler, who has gotten just incredible reviews whenever she's done shows with us. They will be on the post show. But let's see here. It's Really Brian says, power went out at work, so we got sent home early, and I can actually watch live for once. Hope to see Carmella, Natty, Aaliyah, Nikki Cross, Piper, Chelsea, Naomi, and Kana in the Rumble. I would expect to see at least half of those.
Forgot about Doudrop. Yeah, Doudrop's probably due to come back, yeah?
I think that she should probably come in with Alba Fire along with Becky to help counteract damage control. But I would love to see them as well. Nikki Cross, got to have her in there. Naomi, that'd be a good comeback. Kana, instead of Asuka, would be cool, or that version of Asuka. That would be great. Natty and Aaliyah, I figured they'd be back. Like, I just assumed it's time for them to be back. AJ Lamb says, what percentage of SRS going to the Super Bowl on Fightful expenses?
Let's move on to the next super chat. Thank you for sending that in. Appreciate it.
He didn't say no, guys. He didn't say no. How about that one? I mean, listen, last year I thought it'd be once in a lifetime. If they do it again, Jimmy, come on. How am I not invited?
So this is basically Rock and Cena. That's what this is, Rock and Cena. Yeah. It's like, let's do it again.
Although Joe Burrow was asked, how long is the Bengals Super Bowl window? And he said, my whole career. I said, cool. Chris Rain says, just gotten to Lexington. Looking forward to the show tonight. I am too, guys. I am so excited for it. I love this city, and I'm very glad that AEW is here. Be sweet, says Sean. Thank you for unblocking me on Twitter. I said some dumb things and happy to get a second chance. Jimmy, how often do you get snitch tagged whenever I block somebody? Because Denise gets it a lot.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 1 in 10.
There you go. I'll give you guys a little insight. If I blocked you, you did something. You absolutely did something. You said something horrible to me. You were a dick about somebody. You were rooting for somebody to lose their job, or you liked to post doing that. They have this neat little button called a mega blocker that blocks everybody that likes certain abhorrent posts. And guess what you got to do? You just ask to be unblocked. You say, how? We've got 2 Fightful accounts. Kyler runs them, has for years. And he says, Sean, we got another one. They're asking if you want unblocked. And I say, all right. But I will absolutely always click a button to get rid of a couple weird people because it's absolutely worth it. Guys, we are heading on over to The List Goes on Fightful Select. And hey, while we're talking about FightfulSelect.com, I had news this week on Fightful Select, the leader in wrestling exclusive news, that WWE pitched a match to Stone Cold Steve Austin for big money. Right now, we have news on who is in town for AEW. That's a good one. We've got early access to interviews. We had a bunch of spoilers for Raw 30 as well. News on an AEW wrestler's contract who's up soon, Brian Cage. We broke that on FightfulSelect.com. We had news on the segment that was cut for time on WWE Raw 30. And we're bringing you more. This week, we are going to have news on how the Royal Rumble plans change significantly for the women's division. Not only do you get exclusive news over at FightfulSelect.com, but over 30 shows a month as well. Just $5. There is no more inexpensive wrestling news service.
Oh, and if you want to ask anything about behind the scenes Fightful stuff, if you want anything to know, if you want to know about behind the scenes Sean Ross Sapp, just ask me in my Q&A at Fightful Select on Friday. I'm an open book. Well, maybe I'll ballpark it, Sean, but I'm an open book. So feel
what's
free
the percentage?
To ask.
Wood says can't let you go without a question. Nick Aldis of WWE. I'm gonna say 70-30. I think he's going. I think he could show up this week as well. Guys, leave a thumbs up. Tune into the AEW post show tonight. We're over on the list, and your boy, the list goes on next. Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.